We're live at EXT Local 518. We're going to hear some music here in just a moment, some Dylan songs played by Caroline Mother Judge and Sten Isaacson. But with me right now is Dale Metzger and Greg Sheldon. Dale, you've been putting on these Dylan birthday concerts for a number of years. You took some time off, though.
Well, I did it at Union College when I was employed there. I was given a room above the Rathskeller to do something with, and it's a totally renovated the old chapel with amazing acoustics. And I got with my friend Caroline, and we got this Bob Dylan night going together on May 24th. The first couple of years, there were more people on stage than there were in the audience, and then it worked its way up to a sellout crowd the last year we did it. We did it for 10 years.
So you started back in 1998?
1999.
Wow. What caused it to cease?
I left Union College.
Well, that might do it.
And town.
But you're bringing it back this year, 10 years later, right?
Yeah, it's the 10th anniversary of the last event that we had. I'm retired now. I needed a project. I was lucky enough to have a good friend who has an amazing foundation and doing great things, Greg Sheldon and Jody Scott, who have been doing a lot of good things. And I said, well, there's the benefit right there.
All right. Well, Greg Sheldon, tell us about your foundation. What is this?
It's the Eden's Rose Foundation, commemorating and continuing our relationship with our mutual, very close friend, Eden Joseph Rowe. And we started that back in, I think we founded it in 2008. And we've been working overseas for a decade now in India, the south of Pakistan, Colombia, and a lot of stuff in Ecuador. We've done a lot of basic needs access programs, stuff that twists the arts together with really helping people, everything from water purification systems and women's empowerment programs, emergency relief aid and disaster response, and everything in between. Jody and I now find ourselves back in town, sort of like Dale. We rode back in on the horse we rode out on, I think. Just trying to see how we can help our local community. You know, we look around and downtown Albany looks like Flint, Michigan or something, and maybe there's something we could do about it, you know? Grab some shovels. And the next chapter is we had 13 vacant lots that we had purchased in the West Hill neighborhood, corner Quail and Lake on First Street. We got a bunch of vacant lots and the neighbors just started coming out, and all of a sudden it turned into this community food system project. We've been teaching dozens of families how to grow their own food, people who have never planted a seed before. Kids are getting involved, and now we're getting ready to launch a garden-based market where people can purchase food from community members who grow it themselves. So microeconomic, food access in a food desert, really a very empowering community program. Wow. So when Dale reached out to me about the Dylan thing and it being right around the corner from us, I thought it'd be very exciting to get involved in, and it's an important time for us as we're bringing in energy and volunteers and everybody's really coming together. Some of the internal programs, like we've got this growing recovery program where we have people coming out and doing sort of a therapeutic gardening / restorative justice volunteering. We're over there every day now. We want to open this up to the community. We couldn't think of a better way than through music and the arts. So we're very honored to be the beneficiary of the concert.
Let's tell folks, I'm sure you have like a website or Facebook page or something. How can folks like find out more about what
you
guys are doing?
The name of the project is the Albany Victory Gardens, which is a bit of a misnomer because it's a community food system and we reject any notion of being called a community garden, but you know, there it is. So the Albany Victory Gardens on Facebook, you can see updates or reach out to us, find a way to get involved or connect or support it. We have a website, which we would love to find an intern, winking at your interns in the corner, anybody who's web savvy to build up. And I'll say the name of it, even though it's not really that active, because I think it's pretty cool. It's called albany.garden. Mm. Like instead of .com, it's a .garden.
So we're live at EXT. We're going to hear some music in just a moment. Dale, let's remind folks, this is going to be happening, this concert, the Dylan Birthday Tribute, is happening at the Low Beat.
At the Low Beat, May 24th, starts at 7:30. There's going to be a T-shirt giveaway, birthday cake, and the cream of the crop of the Albany and Capital Land musicians who have been supporting this Dylan party for many years. Everybody that I asked accepted right away. With an all-star jam at the end.
You want to mention off some of the folks?
Mother Judge and Sten Isaacson. We have the Will Roy Band, Ramblin' Jug Stompers, Todd Nelson, Val Haynes, Brian Thomas, Mitch Elrod, Mike Kelly and Friends featuring Tommy D'Ambrosia, and Rick Bedrosian, three quarters of the Cult Palace Kings, Tom Radier, the Mr. John Lennon of the area. Last but not least, Mr. Mike Eck, who was my musical coordinator for 10 years, and he's kicking off the show at 7:30 sharp.
Is there a place where folks can find out more about this, the lowbeat.com?
Lowbeat.com. I have a posting on Facebook, Dylan77 at Facebook.
Well, we're gonna talk with you guys again a little bit more in just a moment. But first, Caroline and Sten, you guys want to play a song? You want to say anything about covering Dylan songs?
You always think that you know exactly what Dylan song that you're going to cover until you download the lyrics and realize there are 12 verses to the song. And that just speaks to what a poet he is, because you never get tired of the story as he's telling it. Oftentimes when I try to go there, it's too much. They're too top-heavy. The song's so rich with lyric. The one that we are performing next, Cup of Coffee, was requested of me by Dale, and I had no idea this was even a Bob Dylan song. He's so all over the place, genre-wise. If you ever get a chance to hear his studio recording, he sings beautifully. I read somewhere that it was perhaps inspired by the great gypsy singer Scarlett Rivera.
Your back is straight, your hair is smooth on the pillow where you lie. But I don't sense affection, no gratitude or love. Your loyalty is not to me, but to the stars above. One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee before I go to the valley below. Your daddy, he's an outlaw and a wanderer by trade. He'll teach you how to pick and choose and how to throw the blade. He oversees his kingdom, no stranger does intrude. His voice, it trembles as he calls up for another plate of food. One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee for I go to the valley below. Your sister sees the future like your mama and yourself. You've never learned to read or write, there's no books upon your shelf. And your pleasure knows no limits, your voice is like a meadowlark. But your heart is like an ocean, mysterious and dark. One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee before I go. One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee before I go to the valley below.
That's Caroline Mother Judge and Sten Isaacson playing for us Cup of Coffee, the Dylan 77 birthday tribute, happening at the Lowbeat Thursday, May 24th, starts at 7:30. Michael Eck will start it off for you, right, Dale?
Yes, sir.
Dale Metzger is here. Dale, this is, you said 10 years it's been since the last one.
Yep, 2008.
Seems like just yesterday.
You're right. It does. Like I say, I wanted a project, and Greg gave me the project.
What made you decide to support this Victory Gardens project?
Well, our mutual friend who is no longer with us, his parents are very close friends of mine. When I told him the work that Greg is doing and wants to do and will do, they jumped on board, and they supported us and gave me the push to do something. And I said, well, this is perfect. We already had birth of this, and it's an entity. Plus the musicians, every time I see them the last 10 years, it was a great time when you did those concerts at Union College. That's what made me do it again. Like I said, I needed a project for the winter.
Why Bob Dylan, though?
Well, we have a mutual birthday.
Oh, well, almost happy birthday.
And he's Bob Dylan.
And he's Bob Dylan. Out.
But that's it's not awesome. Anything self-serving. It's about Bob. It's about the gardens. It's about the community. It's about the musicians getting together for a night where they don't normally see each other.
Yeah, when else can you have a great time for a great cause?
And there's going to be cake.
And there'll be cake. Cake is awesome. Just remind folks they can go to thelowbeat.com for information about the show, your Facebook post as well.
Nippertown as well.
Nippertown. And Greg, let's remind folks where they can visit to learn more about the Albany Victory Gardens.
Yeah, you can just go to Albany Victory Gardens, search it on Facebook, and we've got a page right there. You can interact with us, and we'd love to hear from people.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for coming by.
Thank you, Chris, for your support.
Thank you, Chris.
Best of luck. Here we go with Caroline and Sten again. You guys are playing Baby Tonight for us.
That's right.
Cool.
Hey, close your eyes. Hey, close the door. You don't have to worry. Hey, shut the light. Hey, shut the shade. You don't have to be afraid. Tonight, well, that mockingbird's gonna sail away. We're gonna forget it. That big fat moon's gonna shine like a spoon, and we're gonna let it. You won't regret it. Kick your shoes off, do not fear. Bring that bottle over here. I'll be your baby tonight. Forget it. That big fat moon's gonna shine like a spoon, and we're gonna let it. You won't regret it. Kick your shoes off. Do not fear. Hey, bring that bottle over here. I'll be tonight. Oh.